W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Clear.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. Television interviewer Barbara Walters has died.
Walters started in the early 1960s as a writer and researcher on NBC's Today Show, but soon moved to a job in front of the camera, developing her interviewing technique, questions that seemed casual but turned out to be revealing.
Tissue, please. I now need tissue.
In 1976, Walters left NBC for ABC.
And I'm very pleased to be with you, Harry.
Where she became the first woman to co-anchor a network evening news broadcast.
This is 2020.
On ABC's news magazine 2020 and in her own specials, she continued adding to her list of big interviews, including the first TV interview with Monica Lewinsky.
CBS's Jamie Yucas. Barbara Walters was 93. Police have arrested a man at his parents' home in Pennsylvania, charging him with first-degree murder in the killings of four college students at the University of Idaho last month. A report from CBS's Danya Bacchus.
After 19,000 tips in a quadruple murder case that drew nationwide attention.
Last night, detectives arrested 28-year-old Brian Christopher Koberger.
Koberger was arrested at his parents' Pennsylvania home. The 28-year-old is a PhD criminology student at Washington State University, just a 10-minute drive to the Idaho campus.
Southwest Airlines has returned to a relatively normal flight schedule after canceling more than 15,000 flights over the Christmas holiday. Now, the question is, how will the airline compensate its furious customers? CBS's Michael George has that.
Southwest has told customers to submit claims for things like hotel rooms, new plane tickets, and rental cars online. But what if you had to buy new clothes or you lost wages? Well, the airline says it'll look at passengers' extenuating circumstances on a case-by-case basis.
House Democrats have released 6 years of former President Trump's tax returns. Loyola Law School professor Jessica Levinson says there are some questionable aspects to the filings.
The red flag is there are some cases where it looks like income exactly matched expenses. That's just extremely rare in the real world. So, for instance, there is a company that operated the former president's personal helicopter. I believe in 2017, they reported income of $42,965. They reported exactly the same amount of expenses, therefore meaning that they owe nothing in taxes.
The office of Brazil's vice president says he has become acting president, an indication that outgoing President Jair Bolsonaro has left the country, possibly for Florida. Bolsonaro appears to be preparing to break tradition by skipping the planned inauguration Sunday of his successor. This is CBS News.
Brought to you by Clear, a faster, easier way through airport security. Try today for 2 months free by visiting clearme.com/CBS22 or use...
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. And we are now on the air in Waukesha, live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m., right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at TheRickSmithShow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m., right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
Just a little heads up before something bad happens.
Move your coffee cup away from your computer.
Oh, no, 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 no.
So you can have more control.
Stop. You're texting your boss by mistake.
Uh-oh.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org.
Warning, the cap is loose on that ketchup.
Ugh. Don't wait. You have the power to change the outcome. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
We have to really understand how critically important a time this is. Time for talk is over. The time for action is now. Because my voice has always been and will continue to be for people who don't have a voice.
Tune in to The Earl Ingram Show every Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Only on WAUK 540 AM, 101.1 FM, The Shaw.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, TGIF. Dominic, the very final Devil's Advocates for 2022, baby.
What?
And we're doing it live. This is live. This is not a replay. Although later, if you listen to it on a replay, it might be a replay.
It might be a replay. Then, Crudy, happy almost New Year's to you, Evan, on the Board Our Fair audience. Great to be with you live.
You know, our buddy Rocker from Max Inc. Radio is going to join us here at 4:20, sort of the witching hour, if you will, Dom. Help you set up some New Year's Eve plans. You're going to rock out right here on the radio with the Civic Media crew, the Max Inc. Radio crew. He'll tell you all about it. Rocker coming soon. But Dom, today has been an eagerly anticipated day. Trump tax revelations, they're out, baby.
Yeah.
And he also apparently issued a threat to many people. He's out threatening people. As
sounds
only
about
the
right. Yeah, it's Donald Trump, of course. That's what he does. It'd be a shame, you know, if something happened.
Very presidential. And you know, around here on this big program, we used to do a little feature, and it's kind of gone by the wayside. It's been far too long. And we often, and for a while there it was daily, we would award the D-bag of the day. And I always felt it was a little coarse. You know, I wish we could have come up with a better term.
So sensitive, Crudy. I'm glad you eventually got over it. But there's so many reasons and so many people. And it just seems appropriate to identify for our audience. And, of course, we like it when they say something, too. But, yeah, we call them out. And there's some D-bags out there, and sometimes we need to name names.
So, Ebo, I'm going to need your help, man. We're going to play a little contest today. We're going to need your help. You, the fair audience, need you to nominate your favorite candidates for D-bag of the year.
D-bag of the year 2022.
That'll happen in the 5 o'clock happy hour. We'll make the grandiose awarding. I think we need a trophy or something, but
we absolutely need a trophy.
You can participate all day long. You, the audience, are our fair guest at 844 967-2789.
Dom, are we gonna throw out our nominees, or are we gonna wait till the end? I mean, how are we gonna do this? I know we're gonna kind of keep this running throughout the show, but at what point do we share ours? And do we get more than one? I have so many questions about this contest.
Well, let me first and foremost nominate you, you loudmouth. Let me get a few of the rules out here, a couple of the criterion. So anyways, you can throw it out whenever you want, man. Who's stopping you? But I was going to say that, you know, there are a few other things, and I've asked you a few of the questions, and you were so freaking crabby, man. You were considered, at least for a moment, for my D-bag of the year nominee.
Come on, man. You can't have me show up for class and give me homework 5 minutes before we start, man.
If I'd have given it to you a week ago, would it have been any different?
I would have had that much more time to procrastinate.
So anyway, Tom, blowing through your objections, best moment of 2022. You can throw yours out now if you got one. Best moment of 2022.
Nope. Drawn a blank, man.
That's easy.
What is it?
Tony Evers won re-election.
Oh, nice. Go Tony.
Okay.
I mean, this is the year of Tony, right? Didn't we? Was it Cap Times tell us?
Cap Times editorial said 2022 was the year of Tony Evers. Aren't they all dumb?
All right, let me throw out the worst. Let me tell you the worst. Was this the worst? I think it was the worst. Overturning Roe v. Wade.
I was going to say Ron Johnson. But Roe v. Wade. I think that's the overturning, the Dobbs decision, the overturning of Roe v. Wade. It was probably the worst moment, certainly for our female friends and family members and people that we care about. It had to be the worst moment of the year. I mean, it's the overturning of 50-year precedent. But Republicans, they don't care a lot about precedent, even though they said they did, but they didn't. So I guess I overlooked the Roe v. Wade, and I don't mean to, but I thought the worst moment was the re-election of Ron Johnson.
Yeah,
how did that happen?
I know.
I kind of blame you, Dom.
No, not me. I mean, we didn't have him on this election cycle, so can't blame us. In some regards, Ron Johnson kind of financed his own campaign because he got that pass through that tax deduction for his main donors. And he gave them, what, $250 million in one tax year? And they turn around and funneled $20 million to different groups to support Ron Johnson. I mean, that's less than a 10% finder's fee or commission. I mean, that's a pretty good damn deal.
Okay, Dom. Best interview of 2022.
Of our interviews?
Yeah.
I mean, because they're all so good. Let's see. I'm going to go with Tammy Baldwin. Senator Baldwin on just after the Respect for Marriage Act. Another stalwart here in Wisconsin doing great work. Our Senator Tammy Baldwin. That was just a month ago?
That was relatively recently. You know, I was really asking in case we wanted to submit something for the WBA awards.
Yeah.
We got second place for our prior interview of Ron Johnson. And I thought we killed it, but if you're listening from out of state, you'd think we're just, well, certainly you would not mistake us for some right-wing, righty-whitey talk radio product. We're far superior to that. But apparently a distant second to the talk stylings of Maggie Dawn.
Where's Maggie been?
She won the Crystal Trophy that year.
Yes, congratulations once again.
I've never
Trudy's
even seen
never going to forget about it.
No, because I've never seen the trophy. You know, normally if you win a trophy, it's on behalf of the station. And then the station owner gets to at least go rub the trophy once or twice. You know, I got the bronzed plaque in my office, the second place.
Nice. Got it on the wall or is just on the desk?
Well, not on the wall anymore. It's laying on the desk. Okay. And our prior third place finish, Tom, you and I, were... We're a strong win placer show. Best interview of 2022. I like that. Tammy Baldwin. I concur. That was an excellent interview. If we do say so ourselves.
Yes, and you're welcome.
Dominic, I would like a bold prediction out of you for 2023. And we play along with the audience. And I've got one other thought. The best interview of 2022 It's yet to happen. It better be Rocker for Maxinc Radio. What comes next? That better be the best one. But we'll bring Rocker on here at 4:20. Bold predictions, Dom. You know I like me some bold predictions. How about you?
You know, I got one, and it might be a... I'm just going to throw it out there. I'm going to throw it out there. You do what you want. If you like it, you can take it. If not, you throw it back to me. You know, we'll see what happens here. We will see former President Donald Trump do a perp walk in 2023.
Ooh, that's pretty bold.
Yeah.
I think
It's
premature, but I think it's pretty bold. When you say a perp walk, you think that he literally will end up in handcuffs?
Yes.
Or just the booking when they take him downtown?
Because I mean, well, the booking will count, but indictment, yes. Perp walk, indictment, yes. That will happen.
I cannot envision the handcuff aspect. I just don't see him in handcuffs as a former president. You know, he's a chubby guy. Is he really a flight risk? Is he going to run away?
Was Paul Manafort? You know what I'm saying? What are we talking about here? Yes, he deserves to be in handcuffs. I mean, and I guess it depends on what. I mean, if you're going to be indicted for, I don't know, let's call it seditious conspiracy and insurrection and violence, right? For example, well, I don't know if you want that guy's hands free. I mean, look at what he's done.
I think it is far more likely the Department of Justice, rather than, you know, taking the perp in, I think it's far more likely they would negotiate a surrender with the Trump lawyers, if he can still find any in 2023, and Trump would come down for his fingerprinting and his mugshots.
Just like he came down the golden escalator when he announced he was running for president, he'll come down to get his fingerprints?
You effectively would have to at that point. When you've been indicted, yeah. It's that or we come and take you in handcuffs.
Right. Well, I mean, they did negotiate with the secret, top secret documents, right? A lot of negotiations. Hey, you can promise me they're all here, right? We got them all. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. And then they didn't. And then they had to go get them. So, you know, Donald Trump might say he's showing up for the fingerprinting. He might say he's showing up for the indictment. But they may have to go get him.
Well, that's just a prelude to coming to get the guy down. I can tell you from my own personal experience, one of my youthful indiscretions back in college days, I got a call from the La Crosse Police Department, and the detective there, Brad Burke, I believe his name, something of the sort, said, "Mr. Crute, we'd like you to come down and answer some questions." And I said, "Okay, but if I don't like the tone of your questions, I'm going to ask to have a lawyer present." And Officer Brad said, "Why don't you bring your lawyer?"
Show up prepared. But you did show up. Did you show up with a lawyer? Why didn't you just not show up, man?
I did show up. I did do the time delay, but somewhere there is a booking photo of yours truly. I'm sure there is. Just one. I believe I've only booked once. You've been booked, haven't you?
I mean, it's hard to say.
Do a public record search somewhere up in Outagamie County.
Unjustly prosecuted persecution, I tell you.
You know, I had hair then. I wish I could find that mugshot.
Yeah, I don't believe it.
Have you ever seen like a realtor's business card where they've still got the senior photo on there, and then you see him in person, you're like, "Who is that?"
Glamour shots. That doesn't look at all like you, Crudy.
If I could only find the booking photo from my 20-year-old-ish, I was 20, youthful indiscretion.
Yeah, 30 years ago, that's a long time, man.
I might use that as my professional photo.
No one will recognize you.
Tom DeLay, have you seen his mugshot? Stellar. Suit, boutonniere.
Smiling,
happy. Very professional, very respectable. Folks, where the devil's app gets no one ever accused us of being respectable. Just funny, hopefully funny. Come back, we got fine guests. The best interview of 2022 with Rocker from Maxinc Radio. He's next. More Devils.
Papa's got a brand new D-bag.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which right. Was audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
27% of the American workforce, and some even say 30%, were in unions who had representation and who clearly did not have to worry about whether or not they were going to get their fair share. But I'm definitely going to fight for people who get the short end of the stick in this society only because they don't have representation. That's who I am.
Check out the Earl Ingram Show every day from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. only on WAUK 540 a.m. 101 FM, The Shaw.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
That dog does not want to be petted.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. Take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Mainly cloudy skies overnight with a low of 21. Northwest winds around 5 miles an hour. Mainly cloudy again tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 36. Mixed precipitation possible at times tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 30. Overcast. Turning warmer Sunday and Monday with highs in the low 40s. Chance for scattered rain showers Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 21 degrees.
When they go low, we get high. The Devil's Advocates.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. It's the 420 break. Join us at the phones at 844-967-2789.
Dominic, it was about a year ago at this time. We were going on the airwaves on WAUK 540 AM and the Shaw 101.1 FM. It's been a year, man, celebrating a
really?
Birthday.
Wow.
Like on Monday, we'll celebrate. Got lots of stuff to do next year. But Dom, we got a fine party. Got to celebrate the New Year's Eve this year. Got to find guests with me. Some predict this will be the best interview of 2022. We got Rocker from MaxSync Radio. How you doing, Rocker?
How you doing, Gritty? What's happening, Dom?
You're having it, baby. I hear we got a party going on, man. I like the party.
Oh, man. We decided to have a party because, you know, New Year's Eve fell on the MaxSync Radio night. And, you know, our show naturally ends at midnight. So it just seemed logical to just have a big party on the radio and maybe even add a few special twists to everything. We're going to do the entire show live at a remote location called thespaceship.tv. And it's a local TV studio, so we're going to add a video component to our show this Saturday night, tomorrow night, New Year's Eve, 6 p.m. to midnight, and we'll be interviewing the bands, and then all the bands will be performing for 1 hour sets.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk, from Butler to Windlake, always streaming at waukradio.com.
CBS News Brief, TV interviewer Barbara Walters has died. She may be best remembered for her 1999 interview of White House intern Monica Lewinsky.
Did you ever think about Hillary Clinton?
I did. I think I thought about her a lot, but I never thought she would find out.
28-year-old Brian Koberger has been arrested in Pennsylvania and charged with killing four University of Idaho students last month. Steve Gonsalves is the father of one of the victims.
This is the first bit of joy that we've had in close to 7 weeks. We hope that they've picked the right guy, and that gives us hope, and we haven't had hope for a long time.
Southwest is back to a normal schedule after canceling 15,000 flights over the Christmas holiday. Some flyers have already forgiven the airline.
We should all give them a second chance.
So they had some hiccups. Everybody had hiccups. They just need to update their systems a little bit.
I'll fly with them again, but I can't say that's the same for people I know.
CBS News Brief, I'm Christopher Cruz.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show, and we are now on the air in Waukesha, live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m., right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at TheRickSmithShow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m., right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
So all you folks out there, if you haven't registered to vote, register to vote. Get ready to vote. There are so many things on the ballot this November, at our freedom, our liberty, and our way of life. But we'll get to all of that this evening.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m. on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
We have to really understand how critically important a time this is. Time for talk is over. The time for action is now. Because my voice has always been and will continue to be for people who don't have a voice.
Tune in to the Earl Ingram Show every Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Only on WAUK 540 AM, 101.1 FM, The Shaw.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. Once in a minute, Gene of Eau Claire.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
Once in a minute, Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
Catch Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow at its brand new time, 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays.
The city of Shanghai started administering an inhalable COVID-19 vaccine. I hear a lot of you saying the same thing I had in my head. I don't know about that.
As long as they are not just crop dusting everyone.
Crop dusting, that's exactly what I think people would be fearful of. I would not trust the Chinese government. I would trust people who really know about inhaling something and the good that it does you. Of course, I'm talking about Dom and Crute.
Gotten away with it too if it wasn't for those meddling devil's advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Friday edition, last live show of the year. Having fun with you on the phones. Time to get to the callers. And our buddy Rocker from Max Sync Radio gave you some New Year's Eve plans. Don't even have to leave the house to rock out. So, anyways, keep it locked right here, Civic Media, on the app, or turn on your local radio station, 92.7 Devil Radio. That's the mothership as far as I'm concerned. And Dom, I'm here in the Solidarity Realty Studios. Rename that for 2023, thanks to our friend Darcy Haber and her team over at Solidarity Realty. And Dom, we got some big awards to hand out today, and we need some nominees, including... and. E-Bone, I hope you're paying attention. I don't think he is. He's not. Clearly, he's not. He's talking to Rocker. Rocker, obviously distracting our producer at this point. A couple of the thoughts for 2022. Perhaps the best moment of 2022. Maybe the worst moment. And most importantly, Dom, your nominees for D-Bag of the Year 2022. We'll get to that since there is no sound effects, because that would require a proactive
Come
producer.
On, man. We work so hard for the sound effects. We got sound effects.
844.
I have full confidence.
967-2789. I might have a new nominee, Dom.
D-Bag of the Year 2022.
So let's get to the nomination process. someone not on the staff here. Because I'm kind of playing round robin at this point.
You're up next, Curdy. I'm sure there'll be a reason. We can always find a reason.
It'll be my turn in the barrel soon. 844-967-2789. Joanne from Madison. Welcome, Joanne. What do you got for us?
Hi, Joanne.
Great show. My nomination for D-Bag of the Year, or Train Wreck of the Year, of course, is Elon Musk.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. I know, I'm taking everybody else's thunder. I know that's the first person we're all thinking about. But we're trying so hard to get, as educators, to get our young people to study technology and to get into science and all of that. And if you land up like Elon, God help you. That's all I have to say. Thanks so much. Great show.
You know what's interesting, Joanne? I think Elon Musk...
Join Max Inc. Radio this New Year's Eve as we present live at thespaceship.tv. Max Inc. Radio will broadcast live from the spaceship.tv studios 6 p.m. to midnight, plus live performances from the civil engineers. Linda and the Zeros. Porky's Groove Machine.
The Spice Girls. Muy caliente.
Live streaming video at thespaceship.tv and live on this civic media station. Let's party New Year's Eve starting at 6 p.m. live from thespaceship.tv. Happy New Year's from Civic Media and Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Mainly cloudy skies overnight with a low of 21. Northwest winds around 5 miles an hour. Mainly cloudy again tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 36. Mixed precipitation possible at times tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 30. Overcast. Turning warmer Sunday and Monday with highs in the low 40s. Chance for scattered rain showers Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 21 degrees.
Let's go! Party Rock is in the house tonight. Everybody just have a good time.
60% of the time, they're right every time. The Devil's Advocates.
Everybody just have a good time.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Every day we're shuffling at 844-967-2789.
Dominic, I'm shuffling through some of the reporting accounts of the January 6th transcripts newly released. Found some over at the CNN, Dom. Key findings from the latest January 6th panel transcripts, including from Don Jr. and others. But I want to turn to Fredo, if you will. Don Jr., Dom. Donald Trump Jr. explains why he texted Mark Meadows on November 5th about plans to keep his dad in office. Donald Trump Jr. told the committee the reason he texted Meadows a detailed plan about how to ensure his father would get a second term 2 days after the 2020 presidential election was because he thought the ideas were, according to the transcript, the most sophisticated, and they sounded plausible. Trump Jr.'s testimony revealed by the Select Committee yesterday provides new context to a text message CNN first reported on in April, where he lays out various ideas for keeping Trump in power by subverting the Electoral College process. Yeah, a little procedural coup, Dom. The November 5th text message outlines a strategy that is nearly identical to what allies of the former president attempted to carry out in the months that followed. Trump Jr., Fredo as I like to call him, Dom, makes specific reference to filing lawsuits and advocating recounts to prevent certain swing states from certifying their results, as well as having a handful of Republican state houses put forward slates of, let's just call them, fake Trump electors. If all that failed, according to Trump Jr.'s text, GOP lawmakers in Congress could simply vote to reinstall Trump as president on January 6, 2021. How'd that day turn out? This is a quote from the transcript. We have operational control, total leverage, the message rings. Moral high ground, POTUS must start second term now. Although Trump Jr. said that he was not the original author of the text, a point his lawyer made to CNN back in April, and that he did not remember who was the original author of the message, he explained to investigators why, out of all the messages he was being sent all the time, he felt this one was necessary to pass on to Meadows. Here's his quote. Perhaps in reading it, it was the most sophisticated, you know, and detailed, and again, about things I don't necessarily, you know too much about.
It's the most honest thing you've ever said, Junior.
But it sounded plausible, and I wanted to make sure that we were looking into issues brought up in the text, Trump Jr. said. Dominic Meadows did not initially respond to the original November 5th text, but when Trump Jr. followed up the next day to make sure he saw, so not only did he find that one, he followed up on that one when Meadows didn't respond. Trump's then chief of staff texted, much of this had merit. Working on this for Pennsylvania. So Pennsylvania, Georgia, and North Carolina are ready. It was all part of the plan.
That's all part of the plan. And Junior probably got an update because he doesn't recall from whom, which I'm sure, if the Department of Justice was so inclined that could track down. And these are cell phones. These are messages, these are little pings. They don't go away. You can find that information if you want to. I don't know, man. I think a lot of this testimony under greater scrutiny from the DOJ instead of under oath to a congressional committee would provide greater detail than I think we're getting from some of these witnesses.
Well, Trump Jr., Fredo, if you will, Dom, you know, got the weak short-term memory when it comes to what he said or did the morning of the January 6th. Here's a little bit more of the reporting from CNN. Trump Jr. said he didn't know Turning Point Action paid him and his fiancée, Kimberly Guilfoyle, $30,000 each for their appearance at the rally at the White House Ellipse. Didn't know I got $30,000. I mean, that'll buy a kilo or more, won't it, Tom? He said he thought the money was for an event at the Palm Beach Hilton in December, according to a transcript released on Thursday. Is he such a wanted man that he gets $30,000 here, $30,000 there? Right. Show up at the party.
He didn't memo it, right? What is this for exactly again?
My recollection was that we had spoken for them prior to Christmas at an event we did annually and always got sort of paid for speaking fees to show up, Trump Jr. said. Then some cocaine and some green M&Ms, allegedly, Dom. In transcripts of their interviews with the House Select Committee, Trump Jr. and his new wife, Kimberly Guilfoyle, repeatedly said they didn't recall details and distanced themselves from events that led to the January 6th attack. Trump Jr. told the committee investigators, I don't recall specifically when asked if he ever received the $30,000, and I don't know when asked if Guilfoyle ever ended up getting paid. Throughout their testimony, Trump Jr. and Guilfoyle said they didn't remember specific conversations about rally planning and that they were in the dark about the particulars that were being put together. Guilfoyle also denied having conversations with anyone linking the rally to objections to Congress certifying Joe Biden's electoral win. What the hell were they rallying about then, Kimberly? Here's the quote. I was not involved in any of that certification stuff. I couldn't even explain it to you to this day. She said, adding that she didn't know the significance of holding the rally on January 6th. I would point out, Kimberly Guilfoyle is a lawyer. She's not a rock just because she dates Don Jr.
She's Are you lawyer, suggesting, sure. Curdy, that perhaps they did remember and they were less than truthful in their sworn testimony to the January 6th committee?
I'm saying maybe. Maybe. But I'd bet on it. I'm doing a Google right now, man.
All right. Oh, well, on that as well, I know we got to go to a break here shortly, but let's throw this one out there. Lindsey Graham Just give me five dead voters, also from CNN, after the 2020 election, Graham pledged to become a champion of them President Trump's election fraud claims. If only Trump's advisors would give him information about dead voters, according to an account given to the January 6th committee. Senator Graham was saying, give me your information, Trump lawyer Christina Bob relayed to the committee about what Graham said in meetings days before the January 6th insurrection. Just give me five dead voters, Bob said Graham told then White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows and others in Meadows' office at the White House. Give me, you know, an example of illegals voting. Just give me a very small snapshot that I can take and champion, Bob added, relaying what Graham said at the time. The exchange with Graham highlights how the South Carolina Republican became involved in Trump's pressure campaign to overturn his election loss in Georgia and how the White House at the time was connecting with influential politicians to advance Trump's message of false election fraud claims. Graham was like, oh, I'd love to support the cause. I think it would be great to, you know, really show all the fraud. Send me a memo and show me, you know, what information you've got. I'll champion it. Bob also recalled from the conversation with Graham. According to a transcript of Bob's House testimony released on Thursday, Graham received a memo from the legal team working with Trump titled, Chairman Graham, Dead Votes Memo for Your Consideration. Bob said he did nothing with it. Graham's office pointed out on Thursday that in the book Peril by Woodward, they previously described a similar exchange between Graham and the Trump advisors after receiving their memo. The senator was unconvinced of the fraud they claimed.
More Devil's Advocates, Hour 2, the happier happy hour. Last one of the year. Jenny Thomas's quote from the transcripts, I admit it. What'd she admit?
I'll tell you. Come back.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
to me, I interpret it. Lindsey Graham, quote, urging me to lawfully cast ballots. You know what that is? Is a little thing we call solicitation fraud under the laws of Georgia. That's one of the real reasons Graham doesn't want to testify, but now the 11th Circuit said...
Mar-a-Lago, espionage case, that it always has seemed like Georgia was the stealth case to them, because they have it on tape, but is it Graham stuff, it's just more of the delay, right, that Donald Trump always engaged that... Is that what is slowing down Georgia, or do you think they go first?
You know, I think Bonnie Willis has been, moved through the witnesses, kind of keeping a pretty good head. And I said this before, Steph, no prosecutor wants one to indict a former president of the United States. They're going to want to be the second one. Once we see one indictment, maybe it's Georgia first, maybe it's DOJ first, we're going to have a series of indictments, and that's when it's going to get good. That's when we're going to see the resurgence of justice.
Yeah, look. He sends so many thrills to Ila.
Yeah.
I'm going to buy a sexy little book.
Are you flooding the
basement? And I'm going to be there.
But you're flooding the basement, aren't you?
I need to see it again later. Yeah. I mean, you see those blue. Okay, sexyliberal.com. Get your tickets for tomorrow night. Minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by the beats that not only the guy that owns the show that's trying to kill me for the life insurance while he's ensconced in.
Right.
But my girlfriend and my best friend. The entire episode, all of the characters are in.
They're all upstairs.
Yes.
They're all running through
slamming
the
doors.
Diving in and out of beds.
Benny Hill music. Yes. But you don't want to dive out of a cozy earth bed.
No.
Soft. The universe. Softest pajamas. It's very cute. And we've been wearing our cozy earth pajamas, having little slumber parties. Adults in charge. Okay. Cozy earth. The designers. Luxury materials, including the finest viscose from highly sustainable bamboo. Cozy earth bedding is lightweight, temperature regulating. You sleep more comfortably, right? Because it's hot. It's hot in L.A. now. And this is going to cool down, right? You're always ready. There's olive and navy, right? For the sheets. The bedding item comes in a beautiful, reusable canvas tote. Cozy now. Won't you save 35% on cozy earth? Go to cozy earth. Enter the promo code Stephanie at checkout, save 35%.com. Type in Stephanie.
This is the kind of schlock that's turning our society into a cultural wasteland.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.